This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you've all had a blessed and peaceful Christmas break and that this year ahead of us, 2022, will be kinder to us all and filled with new beginnings and golden opportunities as we keep our eyes and ears open, our hearts filled with hope and compassion, and our feet ready for action. Today is part three of our Christmas special series, the theme being the Epiphany, the name for the season which was and still is associated with the visit of the Magi, or the wise men, who gave very unusual gifts, full of symbolism to the infant Jesus. The hymn you're about to hear is one of the best-loved traditional Epiphany hymns, O Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness. It calls us to come and gaze upon the Christ child in the manger and worship him just as the wise men did, to come before him with the gold of our obedience, the incense of humility, and the spirit of self-sacrifice represented by myrrh. Kneel and adore him, it says. The Lord is his name. Here with the choir of Christ Church, St. Lawrence in Sydney, is O Worship the Lord. Before we listen to the story of the Magi, let me first read out a poem which was sent to me by one of our listeners recently. It's all about remembering to give the most precious gift of all at this special time of year. If I decorate my house perfectly with streamers, strands of twinkling lights and shiny balls, but do not show love to my family, I'm just another decorator. If I slave away in the kitchen baking dozens of mince pies, preparing gourmet meals and arranging a beautifully adorned table, but do not show love to my family, I'm just another cook. If I work at the soup kitchen, sing carols on the church steps and give all that I have to charity, but do not show love to my family, it profits me nothing. If I decorate the tree with baubles and fairy lights and attend a myriad of pre-Christmas parties, but do not focus on Christ, I have missed the point. Love stops cooking to hug the child. Love sets aside the decorating to listen to loved ones. Love is kind, though harried and tried. Love doesn't envy another's home that has coordinated Christmas china and table linens. Love doesn't yell at the children to get out of the way, but is thankful that they're there to be in the way. Love doesn't give only to those who are able to give in return, but rejoices in giving to those who can't. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. love never fails. Video games will break, pearl necklaces will be lost, golf clubs will rust, but giving the gift of love will endure. What a lovely poem there for the Christmas season. And it's not too late to give expression to the love we feel for those closest to us and to those far off. For Christmas is a time when pure love came down to earth. I absolutely love the arrangement of this next carol, sung by a duo called Fox and Hound. What Child Is This is the title, and its final verse has this to say. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to love him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. What child is this?
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping?
Helpless and hungry, lowly, afraid, wrapped in the chill of midwinter, comes now among us, born into poverty's embrace, new life for the world. Who is this who lives with the lonely, sharing their sorrows, knowing their hunger? This is Christ revealed to the world in the eyes of a child of the poor.
What child
is the stranger here in our midst, looking for shelter among us?
Who is this outcast
whom we see amidst the
poor,
the children of God? Who is this who lives with the lonely, sharing their sorrows, knowing their hunger? This is Christ revealed to the world in the eyes of the child, the child of the poor. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, at loving hearts enthrone him. So bring the thirsty who seek peace, those with nothing to offer strength, strength.
Here's the first part of today's reading from Matthew 2, 1-6, which tells us all about the visit of the Magi. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" And the prophet goes on to say, "Whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." The prophet it speaks of was Micah, who pointed the way to a future king, a ruler who would come to govern and shepherd the people of Israel. But he also prophesied that he would originate from ancient times, which is a mystery in itself. So it was foretold that Bethlehem would be his birthplace, and that came to be as we all know. If Jesus had been born in any other place apart from this city, then this prophecy could not have been fulfilled. And had it not been for the census, which was ordered by Caesar Augustus at the time, that every man should return to his own hometown to be registered for the purpose of taxation, then Joseph and Mary would not have been there in Bethlehem at all. The book of Numbers, chapter 24:17, speaks of a ruler too, who would be preceded by a star, where it says, "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel." Here's a song from my album Kaleidoscope of Characters, which tells of Micah's prophecy. It's called Bethlehem in the Land of Judah.
Bethlehem in the Land of Judah, Land of Judah, out from you will come a ruler, one from ancient times. Israel will be abandoned
said that the wise men couldn't have been very wise if they went with their inquiries straight to King Herod, for he was a tyrant and had had members of his own family murdered whom he considered to be a threat to the throne. But we may assume that the wise men, being strangers, most likely from Persia in the east, modern day Iran, were not all that familiar with his ways until perhaps later. Let's read on to see what happened next. After Herod's scribes had told him what the ancient scrolls had to say about Bethlehem being the birthplace of this coming king. I'm reading from verse 7. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Here's another one of the raps that I wrote for the children of Central Middle School Walls End, from the album The Christmas Story. We performed this song in our nativity play using life-sized puppets. Our music teacher was then Dave McRae, who here provides us with the voice of King Herod, who was filled with jealousy and rage as a result of the wise men's inquiries. So enraged, in fact, that he gives the order for all male infants in the city under the age of 2 to be slaughtered. This, incidentally, fulfilled yet another prophecy by the prophet Jeremiah, which said, "Thus says the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more."
I'm feeling aggravated and so infuriated. The wise men said they'd come back and they lied. They promised that they would when I told them they should. When I get my hands on them, they're gonna die. And now I got the hump in my throat, there is a lump, and I'm so devastated I have to cry. It's all been fabricated, the king has been created, and it's just another star up in the sky. But what if it's all true? This has come out of the blue. What a big almighty fuss this babe has made. My scribes will never faster to premeditate disaster. If I let him live, he'll put me in the shade. So I'll have him expurgated, and then annihilated, and I'll be liberated only then. If all children to an under by the sword I cast asunder in the pestilential town of Bethlehem. Go! Go!
That rap was called There Was a Voice in Ramah. I suppose these Jewish infants who were killed became the first martyrs for Jesus' sake. Countless numbers of Christians have been persecuted and killed ever since then, and in far greater numbers right now in our world than in all the centuries that have gone before. Here's a beautiful but very sad song called the Coventry Carol, known to some as Luli Lule, an English Christmas carol dating from the 15th century, which tells the tale of the murder of these innocents. Was Libera singing Luli Lule. I'm sure I've read to you the next story before, but it's worth telling again. It's taken from a book called A Stocking Full of Christmas by Mark Stibb, and it sums up the entire story of the Epiphany and just may put a smile on your face this morning. Three kings came to see the king and asked him where the new king was born. But the first king told the three kings, that he didn't know where the second king was. His advisers looked in the Bible, though not in 1st or 2nd Kings, and found that the second king was to be born in Bethlehem. So the first king told the three kings to find the second king and tell him, the first king, where the second king was, because the first king thought the second king was one king too many. But when the three kings found the second king, they realized he was actually the number one king, the king of kings, and that compared to him, the other king and all other kings were really no kings at all. I hope this clarifies what I've been trying to tell you this morning. Here's another Epiphany hymn, As With Gladness Men of Old, sung by New Song Church in the Room.
As with gladness men
couldn't do a programme on Epiphany and leave this final carol out. I love it. And I've played it every year in my Epiphany programme for the last 6 years. It was written by a French Catholic priest called Jean de Brébeuf, who lived and worked among Native Americans of the Huron tribe. He wrote this carol to teach them the Christmas message using their own language and their own culture. He used words and phrases they could identify with to explain words they never would have understood otherwise. Their word for God becomes the mighty Gitche Manitou. Swaddling clothes becomes rabbit skins. A stable is a lodge of broken bark. But before we hear it, may I end with a special Irish Christmas blessing for you. The light of the Christmas star to you. The warmth of the home and hearth to you. The cheer and goodwill of friends to you. The hope of a childlike heart to you. The joy of a thousand angels to you. The love of the Son and God's peace to you. Amen. So now, let's listen to the Huron Carol sung by the tenors. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgewick saying goodbye to you. Andrew?
Bye, everyone.
Please join us next week for more reflections on the Bible and some more beautiful songs. Bye for now.
'Twas in the moon of winter time when all the birds had fled, that mighty Gitche Manitou sent angel choirs instead. Before their light the stars grew dim, and wandering hunters heard the hymn.
Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born in excelsis glory. The tender babe was found, a ragged robe of rabbit skin enwrapped his beauty round. But as the hunter graves tonight, the angel song rang loud and high.
Jesus,
your King is born.
Jesus is born
in excelsis gloria.
Of Manitou, the holy child of